What's going on there, Watch fans? It's Amit. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how John Mayer recently wrote an open letter to IWC on Hodinkee. I provide my thoughts about the whole thing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, Watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about, on January 17, 2015, John Mayer, the guitarist, singer, songwriter. He's a guest blogger on the forum Hodinkee. For those of you who don't know who Hodinkee is, you can go to www.hodinkee.com. Hodinkee is the number one watch blogger in the world. And John Mayer uses that platform to talk about watches since he's such a big watch collector. And he recently wrote an open letter to IWC on the Hodinkee platform. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, it's just an amazing thing he did. It was very, very complimentary. It was very concise. It was very well written. You know, John Mayer, I don't know any of you out there if you know at all, but John Mayer is a huge watch collector. He has some of the finest watches in the world. He loves vintage. He loves new. He also has really, really good taste, which is not always mutually exclusive, but he likes the really cool stuff. He likes the vintage Rolexes, and he likes, you know, he loves Panerai, and he loves Patek, and he likes IWC, and IWC is actually, you know, one of his favorite brands out there. He even on his guitar has the triangle with the two dots, which is, you know, the pilot symbol on a pilot's watch from the big pilot watch. He wore that on stage for many years. He still wears it. He talks about it in an interview with Hodinkee. You can look at it on YouTube. You can just type in John Mayer Hodinkee, and you can see them discussing watches and talking about John Mayer's watch collection. But what I like about this letter is that it was very honest, and it was very straightforward. I mean, he went on to tell IWC why he loved the brand so much and how he got into it and the watches that he's owned over the years and what it means to him and everything. But what I also loved is that he wasn't shy to tell them that he's not really a fan of the direction they're going in. And I think that takes a lot of heart. It takes a lot of balls. It takes a lot of courage, especially being a high profile person like he is, knowing that every single sentence and every word and everything he's quoted on is going to be, you know, studied with a microscope. He was just very intent with what he was saying. You know, he wasn't slamming them in any way. He was just giving his honest opinion of, you know, you just can't be, you know, everything to everyone. Yes, transcend slowly, you know, in his words. And, you know, I wish a lot of celebrities out there are tied to watch companies. They have endorsements, they have deals, you know, they obviously, I'm not saying that people should slam watch brands. I don't think that that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that, you know, be honest about your intentions and be honest about, you know, what you really think and what you really feel. And, you know, you can do that without, you know, without slamming someone in a very intelligible way. And that's exactly what he did. He did it in a very, very intelligible way. And he, you know, paid homage to them. He respected them. He respected the art, the craft, you know, the exclusivity. And, you know, he just kind of in a nice way reminded IWC that, you know, you're a brand that, you know, really flew under the radar, and you're a brand that no one really knew. And even he makes reference to the website, to the IWC holding on to, you know, for the longest time it was www.iwc.ch, CH standing for Switzerland, and how proud he was that they held on to the .ch for many years before they became a .com. You know, little things like that. And I totally agree with John Mayer, by the way. I think he put it really, really eloquently. And he did it in a way that was just very classy. And I wish more people would do that. I wish more people would step up to the plate and say what they feel, you know, without it turning into World War III. And I think that's what happened. And I think a lot of people respect John Mayer, for his opinion. A lot of people who may not know that John Mayer is a watch collector or may not know that, you know, he has a voice, I will definitely drop the link to the article in this podcast, and I urge you to read it and take a look at it and really try and understand it. It's, you know, for me, being in the watch business as long as I've been, I sold IWC in the late 80s, early 90s, when no one knew who IWC was, when there were two people running the company in the United States. This is before Richemont Group owned IWC, you know, and you know, I remember selling it and just being enamored, being like, wow, these watches are so simple. They look like Timexes, you know. you would never know that they were watches valued at thousands of dollars. And I think it was, that's what it was, the appeal. You know, you finally had a watch for that gearhead or that, you know, really understated guy that maybe, you know, rode a $6,000 track bike or a cyclist or just someone who's just super, super into design, but minimalism, you know. And I think IWC provided that. I think that's, they're really the pioneers, the pilot's watch. A lot of people who collected early on in the days always refer to the Porsche design collaboration, you know, just the Portuguese, the early Portuguese stuff, you know, just really, really authentic, cool, historic stuff that they made, and they held on to that tradition. And I think that's what John Mayer was talking about, that, you know, over the last, you know, 7 to 10 years, IWC has become such a big brand, and it's, you know, become so popular amongst, you know, people within the industry. I mean, it's still not as mainstream as, let's say, a Rolex or an Omega, but it's definitely at the more at the forefront than it's ever been before. And I think that, you know, with their designs now and with their evolution, I think it's important to evolve, and it's important to come up with new ideas and new concepts and new materials and new R&D and all of that stuff. It's great. I mean, I'm all for it. I think evolution is definitely a very important thing if you're trying to grow into a, you know, have a great company, have a great career, have a great run. I think you have to evolve constantly, but not to the point where I think at some points, you know, some of the design choices IWC's made over the years, you know, not my favorite, I have to say as well. Getting away from their DNA, getting away from who they are, appealing to a very, very different audience. I mean, right now, SIHH 2015 is going on. And, you know, the most amazing thing about SIHH is the booths that are, you know, erected, that these watch companies spend millions of dollars. I mean, you know, when IWC was a smaller brand, you would never see the kind of booths they have now and the structures and the money they put into the parties they do, and the friends of the brand that they have, you know, including Kevin Spacey or Ewan McGregor or, you know, any of these people, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, it's pretty outstanding what IWC has achieved, and there's something to be said for that. At the same time, holding on to your, you know, your strengths and your dignity and your history without, I guess, selling out. I don't even want to say selling out because it's such an overused word, but I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. And any of those of you out there who collect know what I'm talking about with regards to IWC. For all you newbies out there, you know, welcome. It's a great brand. I still love it. I still want to own pieces within the brand. I will always love IWC. I've owned the Big Pilot watch that John Mayer has in his collection. It's a watch I really miss. You know, I don't have that watch anymore, and someday I will get it back. It's definitely a piece to own. I think IWC makes some of the nicest watches out there. They're one of the best engineered watches out there. They're extremely understated. I just wish they would, as John Mayer said, transcend slowly and not be everything to everyone, because you end up losing who you are in the process. And, you know, I'm really, really grateful to John Mayer for writing the letter, and I'm really grateful to Hodinkee, you know, which is, you know, owned by Ben Clymer. I'm really grateful to him for, you know, putting that letter up there, because I know that IWC is also a sponsor on Hodinkee. So I know it must have not have been an easy decision, but I think it was an important one. And what better way to do that than with somebody who's so influential and powerful and a collector and knows what he's talking about. So thank you, Hodinkee. Thank you, John Mayer. Thank you, IWC, for many years of great, great innovation and product and history and design. I just hope you maintain that and transcend slowly. Well, there we have it, folks. That's my thoughts on the awesome letter John Mayer wrote to IWC on the Hodinkee platform. I think it was great. I think it was fun to share with all of you. I'd like to really thank you all for listening week after week. You help make my life much easier, and I do it for you guys. I love educating. I love being able to share, and I love being able to include you in my journey. So thank you so much to all of you out there who listen week after week and who spread the word. I would also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. I'm having an exclusive event February 5th between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas with Glenn Levitt Scotch to launch Kingsley 1945 watches. It's by invite only. I have a very limited number of spaces. You know, the first 5 emails I get of people wanting to attend, you know, who are in the Las Vegas area, who are interested, who are serious watch collectors, and who really want to attend a nice, sophisticated, special event, I will extend an invitation out to you. So please email me at amitdevhand@gmail.com. If you want to know what's going on with me in the watch industry, you can check out my website, www.amitdevhand.com. You can also check my Twitter, my Facebook watch page, my Instagram, and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's packed with information. It's a one-time sign-up, and you're done, and you get all this information to you week after week without doing anything. So until we meet again, rock on and fly back.